CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
The Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance confirms that two of its emergency departments will see a reduction in hours due to staffing shortages this weekend. A release says the ED at the Seaforth Community Hospital will be closed tonight as of 5 p.m., with regular hours of operation resuming on Saturday at 7 a.m. The ED at the St. Mary's Memorial Hospital will be closed from 5 p.m. today until 7 a.m. on Sunday. The release notes that demands on the healthcare system are leading to staffing vacancies and that these pressures are expected to continue throughout the summer. A key transportation service in Grey and Bruce counties has ceased operations. Our own Adam Bell has more on that.
On its Facebook page, Grey Bruce Airbus says it has closed permanently after 35 years, saying the decision was made after much consideration. Daily runs between Owen Sound to Pearson Airport in Toronto, including many communities in between, ceased in 2020 due to the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
A note on the Grey Bruce Airbus Facebook page says while they realized they were a vital service to the area, it is, quote, too difficult to bring back the shared ride and cost-effective method without government subsidies. The Federal Canada Digital Adoption Program, commonly known as CDAP, is offering financial assistance to businesses who want to expand their online presence. Huron County Digital Squad member Alicia Anderson says business owners can apply for grants of up to $2,400 to help with the costs. Anderson says applicants must be a for-profit business, they must be registered or incorporated, they must have at least one employee on the payroll, and that employee cannot be an owner or a contractor.
You must consent to participating in follow-up surveys, sharing information with the Government of Canada, and having the name of your business published as a recipient of the funding. It helps you share more of your services with a broader audience.
Anderson says anyone looking for more information can go to the Digital Main Street Ontario website, and under the available programs in Ontario, they will find the application for the Canada Digital Adoption Program grant. Hockey Canada has been made aware of yet another group sexual assault claim allegedly involving members of the 2002-2003 National Junior Team. In a statement released via Twitter today, Hockey Canada says they were made aware of the alleged incident after TSN CTV reporter Rick Westhead was emailed about the incident, with multiple witnesses giving, quote, explicit descriptions of the alleged incident in question. The statement also says that Perth Wellington MP John Nader, who sits on the Heritage Committee as vice chair, currently investigating alleged sexual assaults involving Hockey Canada members and how those claims are handled, was also given information regarding the claims involving the 2002-2003 National Junior Team. The full statement from Hockey Canada and John Nader is available on cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports tonight, the Jays are in Boston to start a weekend set with the Red Sox. Kevin Gausman on the hill against Nate Eovaldi tonight for the series opener, live at 7:10. You can listen on CKNX. The Yankees in Baltimore at 7:05. Tampa visiting Kansas City at 8:10. CFL Winnipeg in Edmonton tonight at 9. Midwestern Ontario Senior Baseball League action. King Cardin in Listowel at 7:30. Mitchell Juniors in Byron at 8:30. The 50th annual Men's Invitational Fastball Tournament in Brussels underway today as well. Check cknxnewstoday.ca for a full schedule. Clear skies tonight, a low down to 19. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, fairly windy, highs hitting 32, the humidex at 36, UV index 9 or very high. Tomorrow night, clear skies, a low of 19. Sunday, showers, fairly windy, a high of 26. Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 25.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.